وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah. You're watching The Mailbox. We have a website called islammailbox.com. I'm your host, Yusuf Estes, and we've got some questions coming in here pretty quick today. They're flying in. Okay. How can I get my parents to follow real Islam? Okay. They don't pray, but they say la ilaha illallah, and they say they're good people and they love Allah, and that's enough. All right. Well, I don't know. You didn't say where you are, where you live, what the conditions are. But as far as a general answer on this, I will tell you that if you live in a Muslim country and you're from a Muslim family and your parents are not really following Islam, that's a problem, but it's not uncommon. This has happened in many cases. So what I will tell you to begin with is to show a good example to your parents and don't try to talk down to them. Don't condescend to them. Don't act like you know everything and they don't, because they're still your parents and they have rights on you and you have to take care of them. So do be careful about that and be careful how you talk to them about any subject. When it comes to Allah, that's the problem right there. They say they love Allah and that's enough. It's not enough. It's not enough at all. In even to some people say, well, they know there's that God exists, therefore they must be a Muslim. Even the devil knows that God exists. Even Shaitan, Iblis, A'udhu Billah, knows that God exists. That doesn't make him a Muslim. And for your parents, if we just spend some time with them, let them know, think about Allah and thank Allah for giving us this day and our lives and that we can see and hear and eat and taste and smell and all the wonderful things Allah has given us. And let's reflect on those things on a daily basis. This will increase their fikr of this deen of Islam. Also, let them hear more about the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his life, gently and easily. Let them visit some of the programs that we have on the website and on the internet. That's some of the advice I would give you there. And for sure, give them good treatment. That's what it's really all about, isn't it? And here's one. It says, can I wear a cross? If you're a Muslim and you're asking whether or not you can wear a cross, the answer is no. We don't wear symbols of other people's religions. We don't believe Jesus was on the cross, and we don't believe the cross is a symbol of salvation for us. And regardless of being a piece of jewelry or not, it's still not something we want to wear. Okay? And we have other stuff coming in, but let's do this. Let's wrap up this episode and see you on the next mailbox right here on Mailbox. In the meantime, send us emails at our website. Go to the website islammailbox.com and check out what we got there and send us an email. Until next time, peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.